Our next speaker is Shane Sullivan. Sorry, Shane, I didn't see you out there first. Shane is going to be speaking on an update on wellbore assignments. He's with the law firm of Porter Hedges here in Houston. He advises, he's represented both in private practice and in-house experience. He's represented clients on a variety of oil and gas deals, purchase-sell agreements, as well as many other agreements. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Shane. Thank you. I will send you.
Thank you. Well, thanks for that introduction. It's an honor to get to speak at this conference. I've been coming to this conference since law school. This one, the one in the fall with the bar puts on. So going on 20 years. So it's kind of cool to get to speak at this. So and then when they asked me, I said I wanted to make sure that they were, you know, they had the right Sullivan oil and gas lawyer, because I'm not the one that usually gets asked to talk at these types of things. So but I said, sure, what the hell. I like to tell this. So, and what's the topic? I said, well, they want to talk about wellbore assignments or wellbore adjustments. I said, well, that's not very exciting, but it probably, thankfully, is more exciting than the COPUS disputes. take a light of my former speaker, or the speaker ahead of me. But so I thought I've been lucky enough to do a few number of deals that do wellbores, either reserving wellbores or assigning wellbores. So I thought, sure, well, I'll give my perspective on this. And it's just going to be Texas. You know, we go other states. There's some cases in Wyoming, probably North Dakota, Oklahoma. But four cases I got here are just Texas. It says updates. I think updates is a strong word. I would say probably more of my perspective of what goes on right now and what I see. So so there'll be some rehash and some cases that if you guys practice in this area, you probably know. So to start with, all right, what is a wellbore interest, right? Wellbore interest is just a fractionalized portion of an underlying real property estate. That's it. No magic to it. That's what it is. Normally, it's leasehold. It's not always leasehold, but that's most of the cases are leasehold. But it could be, you know, could be royalty. There will be a case that's override, which I guess technically is out of the leasehold estate. But and then, of course, there's a case that we'll talk about, the Petro case. They actually say in there, wellbore assignments are the narrowest form of assignments in oil and gas. And I think that's certainly true. You can go even further and just say it's the narrowest interest in oil and gas, right? I can't really think of a more narrow interest than wellbores. That's about as narrow as you get. So we'll kick off into the first case. This Petro Pro case came out 2007, so really not that long ago. This is kind of the first case that talks about, you know, disputes on wellbore interests and who gets what. Kind of thought about maybe doing like a Family Feud style game where we throw up here what gets conveyed, and then people kind of go to the survey to see what the hell does that mean. But we're not going to do that. But you could think that in your head as we go through. So basically, this case, Petro gets an assignment. This is the operative language here in the assignment that limits the, says, well, you get the leases on Exhibit A, but only insofar as it covers this one well. And this one well is the only well at the time on these particular leases. I'm not sure how many leases there are. I think it's two or three. But it basically narrows down to a tract that's about 704 acres. And then Upland's predecessor was the party that actually made this assignment. And just like all good disputes in oil and gas, at this time, this is the only well out there. Probably nobody cared much about this acreage. Come find out later, hey, there's good stuff here. Somebody started drilling new wells. And, of course, people are like, well, I own this, I own that, and they fight. And that's what happened here. So Upland had drilled, I think, three or four new wells. I think these were brown dolomite wells. At the time, the King well, the original well, I think was Cleveland Formation. I can't remember. I think it says on here somewhere. So at trial or, you know, on appeal, this is what Petro said. Petro said, hey, and they go, you know, they go full nuclear and say, hey, we get all these leases of the whole tract. They kind of ignore the language regarding the insofar, only as to the King well, kind of like don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. That's what Petro said. Of course, as you might expect, Upland's the exact opposite. No, they only get interest in the well, and they go even further and say, not only is it just an interest in the well, you only get interest in the well so far as it was in the formation that was producing at the time of the assignment, which was the Cleveland Formation. And then, of course, you have our interveners, which were the underlying royalty owners, which I'm sure the parties probably smacked themselves on the head when these guys entered and said, this is really not necessary, mostly because the interveners basically mimicked Upland's argument, except that they went further and said, not only is it limited as to what Upland says, but it's also limited just to the 40 acres.